Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Ben Scola Morning News. Joining us now, we have incoming sheriff-elect. He'll only be sheriff-elect for another about 3 hours. Chip Simmons, the chief deputy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
How you doing, Andrew?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. So you're only going to be chief deputy for about another 2.5 to 3 hours. Are you excited? How are you feeling this morning?
We're excited. We've been working through this transition for the last couple of months. You know, you start to get excited right after the, you know, the election's over, and you start to realize, you know, that there's a lot to do. There's a lot of things to look at. There's some statutory things that has to take place. But we're very excited. We've got some good people in place, and we're about to get ready to, you know, to start doing some things that we feel like we should be doing.
It's different, you know, when you're just the captain and then you become the chief, or when you're just the chief deputy and then you become the sheriff. It's different when, you know, even if you've been functioning as the sheriff for a little while now, it's still kind of that. It's different when you are the guy. You're the end of the line. The buck stops with you. The voters pick you. You're the one upon whom all the responsibility sets.
You're right. It is very different. And I've been through the situation. I was the assistant chief, and then I was the interim police chief, much like Kevin Christman is now. And then I became the police chief. And you're right. It's different when you're the one. When you are the one that makes the decisions, you're the one that hires and fires and sets the direction for the agency, sets the tempo for the agency, and reinforces the values that you want the agency to abide by. So it is different. We're excited about it. We feel honored. I certainly feel honored because, you know, over 100,000 citizens voted, you know, Chip Simmons to be the sheriff. And we do not intend to let them down. We have some, you know, get some great employees, and we got some things in the works that we are really excited about.
Well, I know we've been talking about some of that stuff, and we'll talk about some of that stuff in the weeks to come, and certainly at the swearing in today. I did want to ask you, we've had some shootings. We'll get to that in just a second. But I did want to ask you, since you brought up Kevin Christman, I know that, you know, you, obviously formerly the chief of Pensacola Police, you have your opinions about staff there, with Chief Leiter coming over and being your chief deputy coming up here basically today. I was kind of curious if you had an opinion about what's going on with this national search, or with Kevin Christman, who I guess was, I think he would have been the commanding officer of the SWAT team when you were there. Maybe he was lieutenant rank when you left. Do I have that right?
That's correct. Yeah. Obviously that call is the mayor's call, and I would not presume to, you know, tell the mayor what he has to do. And I'm sure he would not presume to tell me what I need to do as a sheriff, but you know, I spent 5 years as a police chief, 6 years as the assistant chief, 30 years at the police department, and we have a great working relationship with the Pensacola Police Department. People don't realize how close we work with, you know, our assisting agency, which is the Pensacola Police Department. And I can tell you that throughout my career, Kevin Christman has always been a stand-up police officer. He has always been the one you can go to. I think he's done a terrific job as a captain. He's done a terrific job as the assistant chief, and I can tell you that I think he would do a terrific job as the police chief. Again, that's not my call, and I don't know that the mayor should even call and ask me my opinion, but if he does, I certainly will give it to him. And again, I understand that's the mayor's call, but I can just tell you I know Kevin Christman, and I know that the relationship that we have under Chief Leiter and under now Chief Christman could not be any better.
Well, you know, and that's an interesting observation, because I had not been thinking about this, but, you know, the mayor is very pro the connectivity between ECSO and PPD, and talking about how that is, you know, at an all-time high. And of course, with Tommy coming over to work for you, it seems to me like the question of, you know, is there a perspective on the next chief that the Escambia County Sheriff's Office would have? Again, not that you would be the deciding vote, and it's not your call to make, just like no citizen gets to make that call. You know, basically the council and the mayor get to make that call. But that's an interesting perspective, that, you know, what would work best with you from your perspective for the future. So, I appreciate that. And then obviously we know the mayor listens a lot. So, you know, I'm assuming that he heard that as well. Let's talk a little bit about some of these events that have happened in the last few days. You know, again, many times we get on the air and we talk with you about shootings that have taken place. Several shootings in the last couple of days, including one that involved an actual homicide on Brigadier, right?
Correct. Yeah, we've had, a string of these violent crime incidents. It started in December, and what's odd about it is it happened last year too. December, January, February of last year was we had a lot of this type of behavior, and then it settled down for almost a whole year. Now it's picking back up. So it's hard to determine exactly why it's picking up. I mean, we look at it and we talk about things like, is it drug related? Is it, you know, domestic violence related? Is it just greed that causes these things? And I think we've had a little bit of all three of those things. We've had a couple of domestic violence shootings recently, which is rare. We don't usually have a couple of them in a short period of time. We've had at least one or two that we think is associated with greed and just a lot of money, stealing a lot of money. And we've had others that we, quite frankly, do not know. The one you're talking about, we had a 56-year-old man killed in the front yard, and we're looking for people that have information on that. I do understand that we have some information from the family. I heard just a little snippet before I got on that the family's trying to figure out, you know, who would have tried to do this, and we're obviously trying to figure that out. We did have information on a white Nissan Altima, so we're looking for that vehicle. And if anyone has information on the vehicle or on a suspect or any of the circumstances surrounding this particular shooting, or even who the associates of William Johnson is, that's the victim in this particular homicide. So we have all men on deck. We have all of our investigators, all of our major crime investigators. We have our gun crimes unit. And we have our HIP, or our high intensity patrol unit. That is, they're on guard, they're on standby, they're in these areas, and we're doing our best in conjunction with, again, the Pensacola Police Department. I know Chief Chrisman called me up just a couple days ago and says, whatever we can do to help, let us know. And that's the kind of relationship that we have, and that's what we do for them as well.
Outstanding. We're talking to Chip Simmons. He is the sheriff-elect for another 2.5-3 hours, chief deputy of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. When I look at the FDLE semi-annual crime report that compares the first 6 months of 2019 to the first 6 months of 2020, as you well know, the overall crime index dropped by about 9.5%. Now, murders were up just a little bit, but I think there's, you know, it's hard to say with these small numbers what that means. But to me, the one that jumped out was the clearance rate went up. The clearance rate per 100 offenses went up by 2%. I wanted to get your comments on what you see in the numbers the first 6 months of 2019 versus the first 6 months of 2020.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be difficult to kind of make too much out of it because the first 6 months, as you know, well, the whole year, really, we have been dealing with this COVID, and we're trying to figure out whether there's less reported crime, there's more reported crime. You can go in other cities and you can find out that, like Chicago, their crime has not waned a bit. So we were fortunate in that we had several months of a little bit of reduction in violent crime. It is, again, uptick a little bit now. So I guess my take on it would be that it's one thing to investigate a crime. It's another thing to be able to make a solid case and to establish probable cause and to make an arrest. I mean, ultimately, the citizens of Escambia County want their sheriff's office to investigate with all of their might, all their resources, and to be able to make a case to put the people that are responsible for these crimes in jail. When they're in jail, they're no longer harassing, robbing, shooting, stabbing the good citizens of Escambia County. And that's what we endeavor to do. And we're going to continue to do that at an increasingly strong pace with regards to the enforcement, in addition to the stuff we talked about on our engagement platforms.
Well, we're looking forward later on today. In about 2 hours, we're going to have the swearing in. You're going to become the official sheriff in Escambia County. I will see you at the ceremony. It is always a pleasure to talk to you. And Chief Chip Simmons, the last interview as not the sheriff, the last interview as the chief deputy. Like I said, we'll see you in a little bit. And we always appreciate everything that you do to keep us safe.
You bet. Y'all take care.